Okay. Did you know that according to the Spectrum Group, do you know who they are?
No.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. According to them, there are close to 11 million millionaires in the United States alone.
11 million?
11 million.
Where are they getting their millions from?
Well, lottery winners probably. Self-made millionaires.
I don't know. I'd be interested to know how they became millionaires.
Life insurance? Oh, lawsuits?
Yeah.
All right, guys. Welcome. Roll the intro music. I said I wasn't going to bring this up to myself. I said that, but I'm going to bring it up. We had such a great podcast for you last week. So if you're wondering where the fuck we've been, we did do a podcast. And it was only 22 minutes long.
Yeah.
It was really short. Really funny.
I was really proud.
We covered interviews. If that's a topic you guys are interested in, please comment below. A.K.A. tweet us at UntastefullyK on Twitter. But moving on from that, you can't live in the past.
Well, okay, I've been mourning. Are you going to explain why we didn't post it?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm just going to leave everything in the unknown. I didn't realize there's lights in here. This is like a deck.
Yeah.
We're at a coffee shop.
Again.
That's what the screaming is. And, I thought this would be quieter than a highway, but I was wrong. I'm sure it'll probably still be pretty loud. Maybe not too bad. But we got together really quickly to do like a nice brief podcast just to get something out there. We talked about interviews. It was super funny, super light conversation, nothing heavy. And then
we
role played a fake interview. Oh my gosh, it was great. And I've been mourning it ever since. So
once, I don't know what was wrong with it. It just...
Yeah, I went to go upload it and play it back to see how it sounded, and nothing. It was just, static. Yeah. I was so freaking sad. So we're back a week later, which I guess is, 2 weeks since you
guys... Has it only been a week? Because it didn't feel like it was last weekend. I remember it was cold and rainy and snowy, kind of, and...
Now it was hailing. It was sleeting. It was on...
Was it last week?
Saturday.
I guess it was, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
anyway,
moving along. Yeah, let us know on Twitter at TastelyK. Is that something you guys would want to hear us talk about? Interviews, interview processes, whatever, experiences.
And what we talked about was, do you lie? And interviews are on your resume. And
yeah,
it was really interesting.
This week, if you couldn't tell by our fact of the day, we are talking about rich people. So, you brought up.
I brought up
a topic. So we're going to start by talking about, if I'm dragging and I'm slow voice, fucking click like and move on, because
she's planning this wedding and we went up to where she's having it. It's outdoors to lay out the seating, the chairs, and that took quite a while. And then we decided we're going to take a little hike on one of the trails.
Yeah, to scope out a location for my soon-to-be stepdaughter's prom pictures, and
it was quite the hike, and we're exhausted, and
yeah,
plus we ate a really late lunch, so we were really hangry.
Yeah, and it's pretty warm out, so that too.
Yeah, and now we're just kicking back with some cheesecake tea
and you guys. So what we want to talk about with rich people, I can't believe how fucking loud this is. I'm really sorry. We should have named our podcast the Loud and Obnoxious Podcast, not the Untastefully Candid. Anyway, we're talking about old people. You go ahead.
Okay, what I was talking about is how we know there's gold diggers. It's younger women who go for the older rich guys. And what I was wondering is, I know that it's got to be obvious, since it's obvious to people outside of the relationship, it's got to be obvious to the man.
And because the stigma behind
it. And the stigma behind it, stereotyping. Is he or should he be aware of that's the reason she's with him? It's for the money. How often is it really, oh, I love you. I happen to be 20-something and you're 60, 70-something. Or is it okay he doesn't mind it because he's got all this money and he gets, it's kind of like I'm going to go blow it on the lottery or the gambling. I know that she's in it for the money. I'm willing to be okay with giving her the money because in return I get sex with a younger woman or companionship or the fact that I get to walk around and have this young, pretty woman kind of like a trophy piece.
Right. And that's
do
what
they
I
care?
Because
they know it's just they're spending their money. That's what that is, like investing in something.
Right. And that's what I said was my point was, yes, I'm sure they know what the woman's intentions are or motives. And I think that they don't care because they're both getting something out of it. You know, he gets to feel like he's a rock star because this young hot thing wants him, whether it's genuine or not. And he gets to show off to his buddies that he has a hot girl. Like, rich people are, I won't say all rich people, but a lot of rich people, the number one thing that they really care about is how they look to other rich people, you know, or people in general. Like, they just want to show off what they have. That's why a lot of rich people buy nice houses,
well,
buy nice cars.
Well, you see a lot of older guy movie stars that are with much younger women, and they sometimes are married to them and have kids with them, but it's like, okay, I'm sorry, really? She just...
You know what? I think men in general are so goddamn delusional that it's enough for them to think they're younger than they actually are, you know, to feel like they're younger than they are. They look better than they actually do. By
and some
having,
of them look pretty good for their age, some, but some. You're 70-something having kids again with this younger girl.
Well, who was that blonde that was with that really old, decrepit
guy? Okay, that's
guy.
One thing that I... Anna Nicole Smith.
Anna Nicole Smith.
That is one
Smith.
Thing I was thinking of when I brought this conversation
He's in
up
a fucking wheelchair with liver spots. And she was so in love with him. I love him. No, you don't.
No.
Did she get money from him when he died?
Not much.
Hi. Oh, hi.
Not much.
Yeah.
Because it became a fight with her and his son.
Okay. But did he put her in his will then or no?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
No. Okay. And that's why it was a fight.
Gotcha.
I'd have to look over the information again, but I just recently watched something about that, and then how...
Oh, did you?
Then there became a fight because she had a kid with some guy, and there was a paternity...
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the son? No.
She had...
Her daughter.
She had a daughter. Yeah. And there was a paternity fight over a couple guys who was to get her after she died, and it's an interesting story to watch, really.
Mm-hmm.
And then she actually had a son that died, too, and he overdosed, actually, when she was at the hospital having her daughter.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, there's no way that this old man, unless he was not with his sound mind, thought that this young woman was in love with him.
Yeah, I
so
agree.
It had to have been... It had to have been... Hold on. That was there when we walked in here. We did.
So, we're in a coffee shop. We're back, but you won't notice that we've been gone.
No, and what bothers me is the fact that we do business reviews. This yeah. could very easily get really ugly, although I won't because in general I really like this place. But what just went down really fucking pissed me off.
Whoa, F and Peter off. So yeah, we're at this coffee shop and the way it's set up is like there's a downstairs and then there's an upstairs, there's a patio. I mean, it's pretty big. And there's one room that has a door where you can shut the door, but there's like still like a big opening where you can, there's kind of like a balcony, you can overlook the lower level. Well, to drown out, to like, you know, take away some of the background noise, we shut this door. And there was this kid that walked in here and then walked back out, shut the door behind him. Then he opened the door again and walked out. And then a kid in a black shirt peeked in, was like, oh, hey, and then shut the door. And then I guess a guy that works here or co-owns it or whatever, I hope he's not a co-owner because the other guys are really nice that are co-owners. He opened the door, fiddle fuck through the room, fucking moved the table that was in the middle of the room. It's in the middle of the room. And he moves it up against the wall. Makes no goddamn sense. So now the chairs have to be next to each other because the way that the wall is, he put it up against the corner of it. And then starts to shuffle out of here. Well, she says, we didn't move that table. And he said, oh, no, that's not it. And as he's shuffling out, won't even look at us. He says,
mumbling.
He mumbles something along the lines of, if you don't have a reservation, then you got to keep this door open. And then leaves. Like, what?
Are you talking to us? Instead of just opening the door and saying, hey guys, just want to let you know, unless the room's reserved, we need to keep the door open. All that nonsense had to take place. So that's kind of what I'm pissed about. It could have been handled a little bit different. We shut the door for the noise purposes. We never told anybody they could not come in here and sit down. If they assumed that, that's their problem.
What kind of dumb shit is renting the rooms anyway?
Reserving the room.
Reserving. It's so stupid to me.
I don't know. Because we reserved that other room and we didn't get it to ourselves. And there was no reserve.
It was one table.
And there was no reserve sign on it.
No.
So had it been taken, we wouldn't have that reserve that day. However, anyway, the other kid could have said something about, hey, you know,
like, look at us like we're people, and not like you're just saying some shit under your breath. It was so weird. It was so weird.
Super, super weird.
Okay, so back
to the
bitching about rich people, and not these fucking coffee shop hoes. So yeah, anyway, rich people think differently, I think, the regular ass people do. I've worked for at least three different wealthy families, and what I've noticed is the richer they are, the more nutty they are, like, disconnected from regular life, like,
reality. So they are. I worked in a restaurant for many years as a waitress and bartender, and it was a fine dining restaurant, and the richer business owners would come in with their wives, but then there was also times they would come in with somebody that's not their wife, which I thought was pretty ballsy. Because we clearly knew what was going on. But then other times, like, there was a wealthy owner of a big establishment in the town that I lived in that wanted to come in and just pay me and a friend of mine, we're both waitresses, $500 each to have, so he could watch us have sex together. No. But that's the mindset that they have.
Yeah. That they can get anything they want with money. And that's totally fucking normal to ask.
That's normal, yeah.
Hi, can I get a side of ranch, and will you fuck each other for $500 a piece? And I'll watch.
Well, you know, his little floppy beaners weren't going to do nothing, but he might just flick it around while he's...
Did you know that I read the book called Down the Rabbit Hole by one of those Playboy bunnies, and she talked about how Hugh Hefner would do these things. He would have all these Playboy bunnies come into his bedroom, and everybody would be messing around with each other, and he'd have porn playing on the big screen, and he would just, like, kind of, he couldn't really get it up to mess with them, or he didn't mess with them, really, but he would, like, jerk off. It was so weird.
It is so weird. And that actually goes, after I had that conversation with you this morning, then we went and met with that other girl, started talking about that photographer, how we think that's really, because she's a part-time bartender and a part-time photographer, and she has four children, single mom, bought a house, redid the house, goes on vacations, got a boob job. I don't know what it pays to be a bartender these days, but I don't think it's that much. Yeah. And I know she's not making a lot of money on photography.
Yeah.
So unless she's getting a crap ton of money for child support, which I don't know, because I don't ever hear about the dad. I'm assuming they all have the same dad. I don't know. I don't even ever see anything about the dad. And so, could be, you know, a sugar daddy kind of thing. So,
yeah, I worked for a couple in Texas, and they were going through a divorce shortly after I started working for them. She fired me. He rehired me. He had a drinking problem. She had a pill problem and an attitude problem and a drinking problem. But it was primarily pills with her, like, you know, most rich people, rich women. And she had, like, mini wine bottles hidden in her fucking closet and all sorts of shit. And he had gotten at least one or two DUIs prior to me meeting him, like, starting working for them. And so she fired me, he rehired me, I was working for him solely, and then one day I came to the house, because I would go and, like, clean up the house and make dinners for the week on days where the kids weren't there, when they were with their mom. And I walked in the house, and there was a half gallon of milk open sitting on the coffee table in the middle of the living room. Shit just all over the living room. The trash was knocked over in the kitchen. I mean, you're talking about a really nice house, and this is a doctor, you know? I mean, and Andy was in the military. And I went into the kid's bedroom. I was like, well, fuck. What the fuck? So I go walking around. I'm like, well, maybe somebody broke in, or, but I don't explain the, that doesn't explain the milk, like broke in and got thirsty for a gallon of milk. I don't know. So I go into the bedroom, the kid's bedroom, where there's a safe, and the safe is open, and there's ammo, and there's a pill bottle that's knocked over on its side and open, and there's, you know, probably $400 in cash sitting in there, and just the craziest shit. So I'm like, fuck this. And I called my husband at the time, and I'm like, I'm not doing work today, and I left. I'm like,
that's a weird situation. Yeah. Like, where is he and what went on here?
Yeah. And I don't know that I ever even said anything to him about not coming in. I'm just like, he can deal with this, and I'll come back tomorrow. And, I mean, I got paid my regular
Isn't
pay.
Isn't he the same guy that had curly pubes all over the toilet all the time?
Oh, my God, yeah. And he had, like, the slimy computer, and there was porn on it.
Oh.
Of old man and young girl. Older man and younger girl. And then he ended up getting another DUI after I moved away, and
I never know what happened with that situation, huh?
I don't know, because I emailed him asking him how the kids are, and he never responded to me, so.
Oh, I just totally had a mind blank, because I was going to say something about when you were talking about this story.
Now it's nice and quiet.
Yeah.
Great. We're goddamn 15 minutes deep in the conversation, and now it's going to be quiet.
Fine, yeah.
It's too quiet. We gotta go. See you guys next week.
What the heck was I just... Oh my gosh. You were telling your story, and I was thinking of something I was gonna follow that up with.
Well, the people that I work for... Well, I don't work for them now, but I did get a job with some people, and I worked for them for, like, 4 months, and you could just tell their relationship was, like... It just was the same shit as the people in Texas.
Isn't that, like, weird?
Hostile towards each other, unhappy. He's been sleeping in a different
room
for months.
Isn't that weird how probably a lot of people we think have a... what we see on the outside is not what is really happening.
Yeah,
on the
it's
inside.
Like this lifestyle that we want so badly, and we're so envious of these people that are up there, and it's nothing but problems for them up there.
Yeah.
You know, like, okay, cool, you have nice cars and a nice house, and you can buy whatever you want. Your life is miserable. You're miserable. Yeah. Your marriage is miserable. You know, your friendships are fake. It's like, what are we really missing?
Probably nothing. Yeah.
Except for the comfort of going and buying things without having to check your bank account, or
yeah,
worrying about your bills, or, you know, that kind
of
shit.
I mean, that would be nice. But
it's like, is it worth it to get up there and have all these other issues?
I don't want to be a millionaire. I just want to be comfortable. I want to be able to pay my bills. And
yeah.
Oh, I was getting back. I was talking about the sure daddy. Oh, golly. We'll keep talking while I think about it.
Okay, so sorry about this. She's usually much better than this. If this is your first time watching, listening to us, we're a mom and daughter duo, and yeah. So anyway, and welcome. Please follow us on Twitter at UntastefullyK. So yeah, so they're going through a divorce now. I don't work for them anymore. They fired me, brought me back for $4 more an hour, fired me again 2 days later, and then try to call me back again because they go through people like it's nobody's business. She's controlling. He's odd.
She's a dentist.
She owns a dental business. So it's like, you know, she should be held at a certain standard as far as professionalism goes, and she doesn't meet that standard at all. I guess
I just remembered. Doctor. So I know of a foot doctor.
Okay.
That used to stay up all night smoking crack and then go operate on people's feet.
No.
Yeah.
Who?
I don't know his
name.
Say
his name.
No. I don't even know his name.
Oh my, how did you know about him?
Because I was at the house when him and these other people went up to end the house.
Why were you in his house?
I wasn't in his house. I was at his house. They were having a party.
Oh, okay.
And most of the people were outside at the pool, and then him and his wife or girlfriend and a couple other people went up into the bedroom to smoke crack.
How did you end up at that party?
Through a friend. The guy I was with took me.
Wow. When was this?
It was your dad.
He knew. Wow. Did he want to go in and join the fun?
He did. And I had to stay outside by the
pool.
He
went in with him?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
What are people who are on crack like?
Like people on speed.
Or cocaine.
Cocaine,
crack,
yeah.
Cocaine, I guess.
Yeah, that's what it is. I guess that's what it is. I don't know.
Wow.
But I didn't go. I didn't go in there.
Weren't they up there long?
Not really.
Wow. And then they came down all, like, ready to party more.
Yeah.
I would have been pissed.
I wasn't happy.
Yikes. See what I mean? I just, nothing good can come from this. And you've heard of the curse of the lottery, right?
Yeah.
Do you believe in that?
I do, because
you go from one extreme to another.
You
so
don't know
like,
how to handle it.
Yeah.
Like, you go splurge and everything, and I hear they actually end up losing it all within a short amount of time.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden,
they all
have,
end up
all
dead.
Of a sudden you have, oh, they do?
That's the curse
oh,
of the lottery.
I hear, like, you win the lottery, and all of a sudden now you have all these friends and these family members crawling out of the woodwork. You go and you splurge. You're going on trips and buying things. Well, then there comes a point where either you're either broke, you haven't managed your money correctly, or now what's left
yeah.
to you.
I think the curse of the lottery is where people end up dead. Like, people who win the lottery end up dead. And I should look up the statistics and have them for the
Why?
Next one.
Yeah, is it because
well, drug
they
overdosed
OD?
Or getting killed or whatever. I don't
oh,
know.
I don't know.
I wouldn't want anybody to know that I won.
I was thinking about that when people leave the boat and know that you, you know, a gambling casino
yeah.
and know that you have won a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah, I would not want people to know at all. What if I had won the lottery and I was a millionaire right now and you had no idea? And I'm like, pay for my coffee, I'm poor.
You'd be dressed better.
That is so rude. That is so rude. You don't like my outfit?
It's not an outfit that a millionaire would wear.
Well
maybe, because there are a lot
Mark
of millionaires.
Mark Zuckerberg, doesn't he drive a shitty car?
I have seen people that, like, are straight people that are actually wealthy.
Who?
You know, like, this lady up in, well, I'm not going to say the town, but she had mental illness. She had money.
Who?
I don't know her name.
How do you know about her?
Because I remember the story.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me you were at her house, too. And I'm like, I don't even know you.
She was smoking crack. No.
With her dad. Have you ever done crack?
No.
You would not. You would not tell me.
Crack balls, cake balls. But no, I would. I have not. I swear.
You would tell me.
I would.
Yeah, you did crack with your dad that day.
No, I didn't. Never. No. Swear. I stayed downstairs with the weird people.
Who don't do crack.
Who don't do crack. Or maybe they already did. I don't even know.
It sounds like
a
movie.
I was put in a lot of uncomfortable situations. And
like, tell me about some.
Driving around in the car and the glove box opening up and there's some syringes there.
You're lying.
I swear.
Oh,
there's lots
gosh.
Of red flags.
I think so. I think I would have started with the glove box full of syringes. Is that before you got married?
Yeah.
Wow. And you were like, wow, I didn't know you were diabetic. Were you that naive or?
No. No. Wow. It was all it all happened for a reason because I was meant to have you guys. And,
yeah.
You know,
I think so.
I think about that a lot. I think about, go through that time in my life. I'm like,
syringes. So my dad did heroin too.
No.
Oh. Oh my God! What if he died of a heroin addiction and you told me it was cancer?
No, it was cancer.
Mm. You wouldn't tell me.
From his smoking crack.
That crack cancer. It'll get the best of you.
What were they?
People are like, is that really funny? Like, why are they laughing?
What was he? I'm trying to think of what he was. No, he was shooting up with.
I guess crack you can inject, right? You burn it on a spoon.
I think it was.
Or is that heroin?
I don't know. I don't even know.
I don't know.
I don't even know.
I don't know. I don't know either. Did you ever help him? Like, put it in between his toes?
What? No, him and his friend did that together.
Toes?
No.
Oh.
I don't even know what you're talking about. Yes, but he has hands. Doesn't he use his feet?
No. No. I don't mean, did he use his feet to inject himself with?
He has hands. I mean,
no.
One. I meant.
That's what you said, he has a friend at home. I don't think crack is a buddy drug, first of all. And I didn't mean, did he use his feet like that weird girl that brushes her teeth with her feet?
I thought that's what you meant. Like, stop. Stop it.
I meant, did he inject in between his toes?
No! No!
Oh my gosh. I can't believe
like,
that.
What are you talking about? He has two hands.
What do you need two hands for?
You need one!
I can't believe that's where you went. Like, that's what you thought it meant when I said, did he. Did he use his toes?
That's what.
I guess I can get it, actually. You definitely have a dunk crack. That was a test.
Have you?
No. I think people put it between their toes.
I've never heard of that.
Either because they've, like, run all their other routes out, or because
to blew their veins
show.
Out.
Yeah, or just to not show the tracks.
Oh, I don't know. I have no clue.
I could not stick a needle in between my toes. Or use my toes to stick a needle in my arm.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Well, don't think you could top that one.
Oh my gosh.
Did your ex ever do drugs?
Which ex?
Your most recent ex.
I hope, because who could be that stupid?
I know. I think he did after you guys separated.
Oh, I think so. You
when
told
he
me
started hanging out with the young people. Yeah. I think he was doing cocaine, because he dropped a lot of weight pretty quick.
Yeah. Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, I have a friend, actually, who was like, is this your stepdad's full name? And I said yes, and she was like, oh, yeah, because I remember seeing him getting tagged in someone I'm friends with's post, and I thought that was so weird. I'm like, yeah it is really weird.
It is super
so weird.
Yeah. No, not to my knowledge, no. Not at least while we were actively together.
Yeah, he was just into old people porn. What a weird thing.
Old women.
Old women.
Yeah.
What a thing. What a thing.
Yeah.
Like, you were shocked, huh? Why don't you tell our viewers, our viewers who are looking at their phone, why don't you tell our listeners that story? So you were, things were getting rough, you were probably going to be separating. Or were you still, like, fine?
When I found it?
Yeah.
No, we were still, it was kind of rocky at the time. But I don't know that this didn't happen. I found him in his trunk of his car.
And
in a box in the closet.
I thought you found him in his suitcase.
In the car.
Briefcase. Okay.
In the car.
Okay. So you went out to his car. So it was
super
round.
I also saw him in the closet, too. I've seen him in a couple different places.
All the same?
Same type. And because what I did was, I arranged them a certain way to see if they even were moved, to see if they were actively being looked at.
Really?
If it was like,
why else would he have them?
Maybe he had them just when he moved. I don't know. I don't know. It was just a box
and they
of
had
old
been
stuff.
Moved.
Honestly, I don't remember. It was so long ago.
That's just so weird.
I just
don't know
remember.
How I would have felt. Because you can't compete with that. You know what I mean? But on a different way. Like, if you were to see, oh my gosh, she has all this porn of all these big boobed girls. It's like, I don't have big boobs. I can't, like, is that what he wants? But then you find old lady porn and it's like, I can't be that for you right now.
You put on a freaking wig and some old lady glasses. I don't know.
You should have, oh my God. You should have got a cane and is this what you like? Big boy. What? It's so weird.
It's, well, he's freaking off his rocker anyway.
Yeah.
Yikes. A pathological liar.
One of my ex-husbands, I found on his phone, I was working overnights, and I came home and he was sleeping, and his phone was on the floor, and I unlocked his phone, and right there was porn, and it was all redheads.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a good topic maybe we'll do for another day, is talk about is there a specific kind of woman that a man prefers? Like a certain eye color,
and why
hair color?
Is it, yeah, like if that's what you're...
Then why are you with somebody that's not that?
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
That would be an interesting topic.
Yeah.
To look into the... Mm-hmm. Because I know my husband likes curly hair.
Really?
Yeah.
Weird. How do you know that?
Well, because I used to have really curly hair and he really liked it and he talks about curly hair.
Does it make you ever want to perm your hair again?
It does.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that mine, Tom really just prefers blue eyes, but I think it's a subconscious thing. Because everybody, including myself, have blue eyes. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
No, I prefer blue eyes on a guy.
You do?
I do.
I think I prefer brown.
Really?
Yeah, because everybody that I've, like, dated or whatever, they haven't all had any similarities except for dark hair, dark eyes, and some kind of a tan, regardless if it's a white tan or all the way to black tan. But, yeah, I think that's, something that I've noticed is dark hair, dark eyes for me.
Really? That's interesting.
Yeah. Like, I don't purposely go after those kind of guys.
No, but that's what you're just drawn to.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's some, like, I think I could see a picture of a really attractive guy with dark eyes and a really attractive guy with light eyes. And I'll think the light eyes are really pretty, but I always think the dark-eyed guys are...
That's interesting.
Yeah. What is it that makes us attracted to one thing over another?
I don't know. That's...
We'll have to continue this. Do a part two.
Yeah, that's what I think is a good next topic.
Yeah. Porn and preferences.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thanks so much for listening to us. And
we will pick this back up maybe next week.
Yeah, maybe next week. We're trying to do every week. I think we're going to do a 10-week thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Take care.
You're being so weird.
Did you already click off?
No. Bye, guys.